Today, welcome to The How, a podcast for Sol Ross Lobos and friends alike on the Alpine campus. We will sit and talk with the who's who of SRSU about events, departments, and anything on brand. You're invited to join and learn how we're far from ordinary. All right, so this is our second episode, and I'm really excited about this episode because I get to interview someone I've actually worked with. I used to be in admissions and recruitment, and he's doing great work. The whole team's doing great work in getting students recruited here at Sol Ross State University, and so it's a pleasure to have Jacob Dishron here.
Hi,
Jacob.
Nico.
Hello, hello. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Of course, absolutely. Wouldn't have it any other way. Before we get into the interview, I'm just going to remark on some things that we just had pretty recently. We had 2 weeks of Welcome Week the past couple of weeks, and they've been really successful. Lots of students are engaging. Lots of students have a bunch of smiles on their faces. It's fantastic. They really enjoy all the events that we have on campus. A lot of our staff, a lot of our faculty are getting involved as well. Did you see anything happening out there, Jacob?
Well, I wasn't too involved with this round. I was kind of getting ready for the recruiting season coming up. Over the summertime, we did have our orientations going on as well. So once the year actually got kicked off, we kind of let everyone else take over and kind of handle the more fun stuff, I would say.
Awesome. Yeah, totally understand that. How about students? Whenever they visit y'all, how's that been, that interaction?
So far, so good. It's been pretty hectic. Our team also works with financial aid pretty closely. And so we've had a lot of new students coming in. Of course, first timers, they're still figuring out how things work out here, so we're happy to guide them in the right direction, answer any basic questions for them, and just help them out in general.
Good stuff. Glad to hear that. Wonderful. Well, just to kind of give an introduction to you, I believe your title is Coordinator of New Student Enrollment.
Perfect.
I got it. I rehearse it. And you've been working with us for about 2 years now, right?
Just about October 1st will be 2 years.
Wow. That's just right around the corner. Probably around the time this podcast is coming out. All right, perfect. Well, when we get back from the break, we're going to go into your humble starts as a Sol Ross Lobo here as a student. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
Since 1917, Sol Ross State University has served thousands upon thousands of students in pursuit for a specialized education. But what makes us so special? Perhaps it's our remote destination setting in the heart of West Texas, which allows for a perfect atmosphere for gaining knowledge and skills in your field of choice. Maybe it's our small class sizes, with a student-to-teacher ratio of 11 to 1 on average, or 70% of our classes with less than 20 students. Maybe it's because we're ranked one of the most affordable public universities in the state of Texas. Probably because we have unmatched individual attention in and out of the classroom. Whatever the case is, with over 40 programs here to choose from, either at the undergraduate level if you're looking to get your bachelor's, or the graduate level if you want to get your master's, you can trust that the time you spend at Sol Ross State University will be far from ordinary. For more information, visit www.solross.edu. You can also visit go.solross.edu in order to receive updates and emails about when to apply. If you'd like to apply to Sol Ross, you're welcome to visit applytexas.org and submit an application to Sol Ross State University Alpine Campus or to Sol Ross State University Rio Grande campuses if you want to attend in Del Rio, Eagle Pass, or Uvalde.
Welcome back. We're back with Jacob Dishron. All right, so let's get right into it, because I like to get right into it.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about your origin story here, of your hero's epic as a Sol Ross staff. You started out coming out here, or did that happen?
Pretty interesting kind of a background. I don't see it too often. So originally from San Antonio, so mm-hmm. about as big as you can get city-wise.
There you go.
Started out at Texas Tech as well, once again, as big as you can get college-wise for the most part. And so, got to live that kind of life, and then to be able to transfer down to Alpine, Sol Ross, this area in general, just really kind of opens your eyes. It's nice to kind of be well-rounded in that aspect, I think. And mm-hmm. I think for recruiting and admissions, it's really been truly helpful to be able to know both sides and, help explain to students how I felt and how the change was. And I think it's really beneficial overall.
No, absolutely. I also transferred here from EPCC, go Tejanos, and that adjustment from being in El Paso to coming out here, for me it was a positive adjustment, and I imagine for you it was a very positive adjustment, and being able to have access to students who need guidance, whether they're coming in as new students, whether they're here and they're full-on students, or coming back, you get to kind of reminisce in the alpineness of Alpine.
Yeah.
Through all different facets, you're able to kind of have that engagement and have that very unique perspective of Sol Raso. That's really cool.
It helps, especially a lot of the times I hear when students first come out here, specifically from big cities, it's, of course, culture shock. Mm-hmm. And so to hear them later say, you just got to get used to it, that's exactly what it was with me as well. I'd been coming out here for years before, so I was more familiar with it, but it is a culture shock, and it does take getting used to, but, once you get in the flow of things, you're keeping busy, it's the best place you could possibly be, in my opinion.
There you go. You heard it here first, Jacob Dishron, the best place to be. That's great. So what did you major in when you were here?
I did business administration for bachelor's, and then also business administration for my master's as well. Mm-hmm. Favorite part about the master's that I almost didn't do until my parents were pushing me towards it, can get it done in 1 year. And they were like, if you don't do that, you're just not thinking clearly. So sure enough, they kind of pushed me towards it, and best decision ever, got it out of the way, and moving on to bigger and better things now.
Yeah, gotta love that parent nudge right there.
Always, man. What would I do without them?
They just know the right thing to say at the right time.
Somehow, in every situation.
That's great. Perfect. Also, just a quick word to our listeners. If you happen to hear any weird honks or noises coming out there, we are doing experimental research on Canadian geese, so you can go ahead and ignore that.
So far, so good.
Just kidding. It's the elevator. They're working on the elevator. So as just kind of a thing, we can probably just, call it out whenever it happens.
I thought it was geese. I was hoping it was geese, but
you can only hope. Perfect. So bachelor's, master's, get that going. Then what happens in the life of Jacob?
So after that, I have to be honest, one thing about Alpine, if you're looking for your career, especially first-time career, it can be a little tough to find the correct job for you, especially if you're not majoring in sciences. There is a lot of parks and wildlife out here and miscellaneous things throughout Alpine, but it can be tough. So I, first of all, went out to Midland. My brother was already out there in the oil field, and so I went out there, tried my luck out there too. I was a land man out there for about 3 years and was not in love with Midland as much as I was thinking I might be. I missed mountains and being able to go outdoors anytime you wanted. It was really what got me here in the first place. So I looked on Indeed.com, as a matter of fact, and sure enough, Sol Raso. Plenty of job openings, and this one just so happened to be on there. I applied, interviewed. As a matter of fact, you were there in the interview.
Yes, I was.
And then here I am, and never looked back.
Yep, and you've sprouted into a glorious goose. I don't know. Yeah,
we'll go goose. Why not?
Keep it thematic. Perfect. That's fantastic, man. You mentioned your brother, so your brother kind of went out here.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, so kind of big push. I always try to push towards geology because he majored in geology, and he got his master's in geology. He went the thesis route. It can be very challenging from what I've heard. I took a couple of courses, and it is hard. But sure enough, he pushed through. He actually started out in business and then over time transferred into geology after taking one course. He's like, this is fun. Yeah. Especially the teachers we have out here, the trips they take to Big Bend and all over Texas. Sure enough, he got through it and works up as a petroleum geologist in Midland right now.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Fantastic, man. Cool. So whenever you came back out here, you started working for the university. You're full-time staff, you're in admissions, you're in the bustle and drive and running around within customer service and all kinds of things. How was adjusting back or coming back? Was it kind of like this surreal thing, just kind of being back on your stomping grounds? What did you experience?
Definitely surreal. So the jobs that I had in Midland were pretty, one-on-one. It was pretty quiet. And when I was actually in school here, I worked at the Holland Hotels front desk, so I kind of missed the customer interactions and just kind of being involved with other people, not just sitting in my office alone. sure enough, it was a pretty easy transition coming back. Mm-hmm. Like I said, once you're here and you figure out the groove of things, it's pretty easy to get back into it anytime you come back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And shout out Holland. We do a lot of shout outs in this. So
I love it.
If you ever drop a name, just point at the camera and say shout out.
Holland Hotel.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. That's fantastic. Well, we're going to take a quick short break. You don't got to go anywhere, right? You're good? You're sticking around?
I think we're all right.
We're going to take a quick ad break. We'll be right back.
A lot is going on these days for so many of us, not only around the world, even day to day, in and out of class. There are many stressors and things we cannot control. And it can be overwhelming. No one knows it more than our Department of Counseling and Accessibility here at Sil Ross. You know, everyone goes through it, and it's important to know that people care for you here at SRSU. Counseling Accessibility provides a supportive environment that helps facilitate positive change and promote mental health and emotional well-being. The office is staffed with licensed professional counselors who provide confidential services at no cost to Sil Ross students, staff, and faculty. Services can include individual and group counseling by appointment, workshops, presentations, and other activities promoting mental health, a comprehensive referral network to off-campus providers, and letters for accommodation. Students can also access online counseling services through Timely Care via their phone or other device. Students will be able to select from a wide-ranging menu of virtual care options from licensed counselors and providers and have access to services at no cost or insurance. As part of this partnership with SRSU, Timely Care will offer 9 free sessions. After 9 free sessions, if a student wishes to stay with their Timely Care counselor, they will have the option of paying $75 per session. For more information, call the Counseling and Accessibility Services office at 432-837-8203, or you can email them at counseling@silross.edu.
That's a really good one.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Jacob. We love to laugh. All right, so we're going to talk about a few things because there's a lot of housekeeping. We're very promotional here. We got to spread the word about Sil Ross, and that's one of the main jobs within admissions and recruitment is putting it out there because, you know, people see the brand, they see the Bar SR Bar, they see the Lobos, they see us doing this. They don't know what it's about. So want to talk to you really quickly about college fairs, okay? So, all right, we're back on the show with Jacob. All right, so let's get to brass tacks. Let's talk business here because we have a lot to talk about as far as your line of work. So I want to talk about college fairs. So through TACRAO, which stands for Texas Association of Collegiate Registrars and Admissions Officers, basically they host these college fairs and they're Texas-wide. In fact, any students that are in high school right now, you can talk to your counselors. They have pretty much a full day where all the universities, and I say all, it's just kind of a general term, a bunch of universities are coming to your school and they'll be talking to you about how to get in and what the process is and what being at that school would be like. Among those schools is Sil Ross, and you may see Jacob, you may see one of our other recruiters over there. And so, Jacob, can you give us pretty much a brief summary about college fairs and what the admissions program plans on doing this year?
Yeah, for sure. So some exciting stuff in the works. But just first off, the college fairs, like you said, a good amount of colleges are out there. So you're kind of competing with them, which is fun and a little intimidating at the same time. You see 10 tables for Texas Tech and you're like, oh, they got this one covered. But it's worth a shot to be out there. And like I said, you know, some kids are really looking for the smaller school. So you could have anywhere from 500 kids to even 2,000 to 3,000 kids, depending on where you are. So it is really nice to be able to be in one spot, get to speak with so many students, hopefully potential students. And, you know, it's just good vibes. All the recruiters just get along real well and try to help each other out, which is pretty nice. Mm-hmm. And just all the students, majority of the time, you know, very interested, really want to know more about it. Especially our banner has, you know, a picture of our school with Hancock Hill in the back and kind of blows people away. They think we're out in Colorado or something. So that's a big bonus for us for sure.
Yeah.
And so right now, actually, we do have me in the Permian Basin area. So I'll be going back to where I used to live not too long ago, as a matter of fact. We do have a new hire. Her name's Alyssa Saez. She started back in April. She'll be local recruiters, so she'll be going to, of course, like Alpine, Presidio, Van Horn, a couple of the places along I-10. Mm-hmm. Lizette Nava is another one of our admissions counselors who actually just moved over to El Paso full-time, but still works for us full-time. So we have a nice spread right now. Mm-hmm. And then we do have a new hire down in our Uvalde campus in the RGC area. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, she'll be kind of hitting around Del Rio, Eagle Pass, Uvalde, and just kind of along the border in general. So we're spreading out a little bit more than I've seen before. Yeah. And then even me kind of knew going more into the panhandle.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to push it and, you know, get our name out there and let people know where we are. Because that's the toughest part, is yeah. letting them know where we are.
Sure, you know, and it's such an interesting thing. I find it fascinating with kind of spreading out, you know, the name of Sol Ross and letting people know that we're a viable option to go to college and to attend. If you talk around teachers and people with varying careers, they have heard of Sol Ross. They love Sol Ross. A lot of our alumni are some of the most loyal alumni, the most cheerful, most passionate alumni that we have ever seen, you know, and
absolutely.
They're just so adamant about telling people about it and getting people out here, you know. They're one of our biggest cheerleaders that we have, you know. They do our recruitment, you know.
For us.
When you go to different schools around Texas, you'll find a bunch of alumni because our education program has done a lot of great programs in the past where people have come and visited over the weekend and took classes and then went back and taught within their city that they were in, you know. And you'll find a lot. In fact, students, if you ask around, you'll probably more than likely find out that principals, superintendents, vice principals, counselors, teachers, coaches have gone to Sol Ross, either within their undergrad or within their master's, you know. And so that's noteworthy, you know. So if you want to find out all the hubbub, come and visit us, you know. Visit our table. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So we got spread coming up Permian Basin up to the Panhandle. We got some in little South Texas. That's really exciting. So within this schedule that you guys are kind of going around and making the rounds and those areas, I want to talk about kind of your experience with it. You were talking about recruiters being very cheerful. It seems like they also kind of cheer each other on. You were talking
they
about
do.
Competition.
Absolutely.
They kind of advocate for one another and are one of the friendliest people that you'll meet, you know, and everyone has a smile on their talking amongst each other. In fact, you all kind of see each other within the same circuit. So.
Going to the same schools for 4 days, 5 days in a row, and
yeah.
just kind of becomes a friend at that point. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's funny because you're kind of learning about who's next to you and what that school offers. And so if someone comes up to you and you don't have what they're looking for, direct them to the other college and kind of help them out, you know, at least point them in the right direction. I mean, that's really what we're here to do in general. And so why not do it on the road as well? Doesn't have to be Sol Ross if there's not an option to come here. So as long as they're going for higher education and we can help in any way, mm-hmm. I don't see why not.
Yeah, absolutely. Very interesting conversations with others about that, you know, with culinary arts and things like
yes.
that. And, you know, of course, we're always looking to expand our programming and stuff. And
absolutely.
So, very interesting. Very fun times. So as far as just general admissions, I wanted to I'm excited you're here, you know, love talking with you. But I also want to clear the air for any of our students, for any people that are interested in Sol Ross or coming to a college, anything like that.
Yeah.
Application process.
Application process.
Can you detail the application process for us?
I can do that. So as many of y'all are probably aware, ApplyTexas.org. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Sol Ross actually is a little bit different. So with Apply Texas, it really is mainly just, you know, some personal information. You're going to have to talk with your parents about a couple of the questions, get their education, income, this and that. It's really a pretty straightforward process. I was actually kind of messing around with it this morning, and I made an application. It took me 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Thing with Sol Ross is we do have our campuses in Uvalde, Eagle Pass, and Del Rio. So on Apply Texas, you'll see two different options, one for what is known as RGC, Rio Grande Colleges, and then our Alpine as well. So mm-hmm. that's the biggest thing. Other than that, really straightforward process, literally takes no time at all. And as soon as you get that application, we start conversations. If you have questions, you'll get our contact. pretty smooth process, to be honest.
There you go. Perfect. All right. So they put in their application. What do they do next? Or what happens next, I should ask?
So they'll start getting notifications from us to sign up for a personal student page. And it's just you fill out a little bit of information, what you're majoring in. It's going to be where you can upload documents, but you'll click the link and you can start looking around. I mean, it'll talk about Alpine. It'll talk about Sol Ross. It talks about different majors on here. Maybe students are undecided. It really has a nice full breakdown if you're, new to the game or if you're a transfer student. I mean, everybody that goes through this process gets something and notifications. And then, of course, you get contact info for us. So if you have any specific questions, we can easily walk you through, get you in the right direction. You know, one thing I love about Sol Ross is how staff and faculty work pretty closely together, and everyone wants to help a prospective student. So if you need to talk about a major in depth with somebody and see what kind of, opportunities are available, we'll give you the information, and it's just a smooth process all around, I believe so.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think whenever I used to work in admissions and just in different circles, people are always surprised that it's like you that's talking to people. People think it's like robo, and people think that it's this automated sort of thing.
Yeah.
The people that you see that are recruiting, the people that you see that are doing all the background work to be able to make sure that students are properly handled, ready to come in as official students, the ones that you see are the ones that you get, and they're the ones that are answering the calls and sending the emails and doing all this. And it's a very intimate sort of experience within this whole process of getting to college. And that's very beneficial because we recognize names, we recognize faces, we recognize also potential, not issues, but things that need to be done in order for that student to be properly helped. And
absolutely,
they need to talk to this person. And, absolutely, 100%.
It's just Sol Ross in general. It feels like, small, close-knit community. It's easy to get answers, and it's easy to go to the right person, and everyone's willing to help. So, be it online, in person, anyway, like it's a nice little system, I believe.
Yeah, 100%. Good, good. So they submit their application. What happens after that? Now, it's a process.
It's
people.
A process for sure.
Is there anything you need from them in order to complete their application?
Yeah, so it's nothing too crazy, and I guess it more depends on what you're coming in as. So a true freshman, just to be admitted, we're going to need high school transcripts. If you were doing dual credit, we definitely need a college transcript as well from wherever you were taking those classes. Transfer student, just any previous college transcripts you have. I mean, that's the number one step right there to get admitted. For the most part, transfer student, that's about all you will need. Maybe bacterial meningitis shot, depending on if you're 22 or older. And then for freshmen, Texas Success Initiative Assessment, the TSIA. Yeah. So we need that and a bacterial meningitis shot record as well. So. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And is there an application fee?
There is a $25 application fee. If you are receiving free or reduced lunch program, we can waive the fee for you for sure. So
there you go. Perfect. So wherever you're at, students, get that fee waived. Go get you some munchies after that, and you're good to go.
Super smooth.
Yeah, man. All right. Perfect. Wonderful. So the final thing I want to talk to you about.
Absolutely.
And I love talking about these things. Events. So there's a lot of opportunities for people to come to campus and to experience it for themselves. How would you suggest they do so?
So there is, on the personal student page I was talking about, there's an option to sign up for tours. And these aren't group tours where you're with 50 other people or anything. You're signing up for a personal tour. So you and your family come out, go around with one of our student workers. We call them Lobo Ambassadors. We'll show you around, try to get you in contact with professors. Real personal tour where you get to ask any questions, don't feel intimidated. So I love that aspect of it. Mm-hmm. So that one's kind of your basic starting out event you can do, I guess you could say. The big ones we offer fall and spring is called Soli Showcase.
Yeah.
Those are the big ones where we'll have prospective students come out. We're going to have all of our departments, staff and faculty. We'll be giving out swag. We'll be giving out information. You can talk to professors that you're interested in. You can talk to student organizations as well, coaches. I mean, it's the whole nine yards for sure.
Love that. Yeah, it seems like it's like the big college preview day. Everyone pulls out all the stops. Everyone's got their stuff going on. You have clubs that, you know, will have different games and that, you know, I'm a music guy, so I'd usually take out my guitar and be like, hey, yeah, look at me. you know, I've seen pickleball thrown around there. I've seen a lot of smiling faces looking to answer questions for students and parents and counselors. Absolutely. And all kinds of people. So
absolutely,
that's fantastic. Is there a date this semester for Sully Showcase?
We don't have one yet because typically it was early November, but we're going to have homecoming around that time. Mm-hmm. So we'll announce that soon. We will send out notifications to students. We're looking early November, just maybe closer to mid, but mm-hmm, we'll confirm that soon.
Perfect. That's totally fine. So look at your emails, people. Soros State University, whenever we send you something, open it up, read it. Important information on there.
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. So we got go.soros.edu for tours. We got soros.edu for any news about any enrollment events that we got coming up. That's all I got. What do you got? What do you got for me?
I mean, that's...
no one interviews the host.
The host is always the best interviewee, so I don't know, man.
You're buttering me up. All right, well, let me take a quick swig of water, cut this bobby. Ha ha. That's great, Jacob. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
You're fantastic. I hope I get to have you on the show again soon.
Absolutely.
And just as a quick plug before we close, you ended with homecoming. We're ending with homecoming. So homecoming is October 30th through November 4th. The game's going to be on the 4th. We're going to be playing up against Howard Payne University. You're going to want to watch out for that and go to all the events and watch out for our homecoming court. There's a lot of excitement coming on at the end of October, start of November. So students, get on it, get involved, and get going.
Sounds good. I agree.
All right, perfect. All right, thank you very much. Thank you all
thank
for watching.
You,
and go Lobos.
Go Lobos.
Oh!